Welcome to York, First Post Cricket Podcast. I am Vaibhav Shah, and after a fairly lengthy break, we are back with the 7th episode. Right about 20 years ago to this date, India won their first ever Under-19 World Cup. And now, Priyam Garg and his boys are on the cusp of lifting the trophy for the 5th time. Since then, Indian cricket across different age groups and even across gender has gone from strength to strength and now is a bona fide superpower. Today we go back and meet, let's say, two members of that side. I have with me man of the match of the finals, Ritendra Singh Sodhi, and Gaurav Kalra, who was covering that entire tournament as a firebrand journalist at that point of time. And now he's the group sports editor at Network 18. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vaibhav. It's always good to be back with Ritendra. We were much younger then. He was, of course, a lot younger than I am. But he's retained his youth while I've lost mine.
You have been too modest, Gaurav. I think you look more younger than me. So that is a different issue. We'll talk that bit later.
Amazing, amazing. Some journey, right? 20 years ago, he was bowling, fielding, batting at SSC in Colombo. And now, 20 years later, he's dressed in formals and being a match referee in a Ranji Trophy game. Quite a journey, Ritendra, right?
Yeah, it is definitely, Weber, because that World Cup, I still remember, it seems yesterday. And the way all the guys fought hard in Sri Lanka. And we never lost a single game in that campaign in our World Cup in 2000. So hats off to Mohammad Kaif, who was the captain. And it was a team effort because everybody clicked there. And Yuvraj Singh, a batting legend who went on to hit six sixes, he was there with us. So we had a very balanced team and we gave our best. And the result was in front of the world.
In fact, you know, Vaibhav, if I can just add something personal from there, you know, we think back to that was one of the first things I did. It was about 2 or 3 years into being a sports journalist and one of the first sort of international assignments I did. And it was a very young, fun bunch of guys that came together. But it must be recalled that Ritendra at that time was already a very big star in India because of what had happened at the Under-15 World Cup a few years ago. And he already had a pretty big profile. He had, if I'm not wrong, Ritendra, you had already played first-class cricket. He was about 16 at the time that he made his debut. And so, you know, it was a team that had several players who had instant recall just before the tournament started, Weber. I think it's a Cooch Behar Trophy. Yuvraj got about 300-350. And it's actually a innings that's referenced in the Dhoni movie as well. So all these guys, Ritendra himself, Yuvraj, who was coming through the ranks, and Kaif also, they were already, you know, on their way to establishing themselves as future India players.
Ritendra, talk me through the memories that you have from that tournament. You know, you all went unbeaten through the entire tournament. You had an amazing final. We'll come to the brilliant catch that you took. And do you have the scar of the elbow as a badge of honor still? and talk me through the memories.
Yeah, I still remember the catch you're talking. I still meet few people when I'm on the roadside or somewhere. They still remember that catch and it always feel an honor because somebody recalling a catch which was 20 years back. So I thought that was pretty good when somebody can recall some certain things which are so old. But yes, I think we have few memories and golden memories with us because that World Cup actually gave us all the impetus and we started believing that we can play for the country. And I still remember Yuvraj Singh playing in the semi-final, that knock, that 65 runs he got in 17, 18 balls, which helped us reach the finals. And the sixes which he hit in that game was massive. And then after that, the whole world knows that how many sixes he has hit to all the bowlers around the world. So major memories, Mohammad Kaif always believing in us and guiding the team, keeping the team together all throughout those 20-25 days. And we had some good teams in our group. So winning all the games was itself an achievement. And the best part was Roger Binney, our coach, he was very quiet. But when he spoke, it was like it was too motivating, too guiding. And his help was a key because I remember one game against Sri Lanka, which was a very crucial game. I was not well in that game. I was running high fever. And somehow I thought in the night that I might not be playing in the 11. and it was very bad. But Roger Binney, he called me and he looked at me. I was down and out. But then he told me that you have to play any which ways. And the way he believed in me, even I thought that I can take a chance. And in that game, I got 71 odd runs and we scampered through the semifinals. So that is how we actually fought together and won the World Cup 2000.
I was slightly older than this group, you know, about 4 or 5 years difference between me and these guys. But it was a different time. Journalists had a lot of access. We were actually filming a documentary. So the idea was to follow the Indian team around. And these guys, you know, it was obviously there was a lot of boys from the north. I think Yuvraj and Ritinder were good friends from before that. But Ravneet Rikki, who was the opener, Manish Sharma, these are all guys from the north. So you would imagine there was a lot of energy and we were always traveling along with them in the team bus. And I don't know if Ritinder recalls, but I think one of the local papers one morning carried a story with a picture of Yuvraj and Mohammed Kaif or one of the other players, I can't remember, at the disc or the disco at the time or the bar at the time. And they carried a picture and these guys walked in the morning into the bus and slightly sheepish looks that they'd been caught out because they had broken the curfew or something. Ritinder was always very disciplined, good boy, wasn't in. But, you know, at that time only, you know, that you knew that Yuvraj had a little bit of swagger about him and was a little bit of a sort of fun-loving, rebellious chap, if you like. But, you know, those were the sort of early signs. But the team was playing so well that really that story didn't matter at all. And there was no confrontation or conflict or any kind of situation at that. It was just that these were the two guys who were having a night out and enjoying themselves. I don't know if Ritinder recalls that, but it was a little bit of an incident from that World Cup.
Yeah, but I remember Gaurav and Weber, once in the bus, we were going to one of the games. It was pretty far and it was around 1 hour journey and I just slept off. And Gaurav and his cameraman was always in our bus, covering us all throughout. And I just slept and I just woke up and the cameraman was right with his camera on my face recording that. And I was so embarrassed and I was talking to cameraman, please don't record it, you know, please don't put it anywhere that I was just sleeping on the way. So these were a few funny memories, but we always cherish that.
Sure. Gaurav, you didn't follow them to the nightclub yourself?
No, we were working very hard. And if we went to a nightclub, it was a different one, Weber, to the one that the team was going. We were spending so much time with them that, you know, you probably needed some time away. But Ritinder touched on this. But I think Roger Binney's role was hugely important and he was a very influential figure in this team. One, that he had been part of a World Cup winning squad himself and was a very respected international cricketer. Two, I think his personality of being this quiet yet firm man, you know, someone who spoke very clearly and had very precise ideas about the team, how the team should function, made a big difference. There wasn't a huge support staff. I think there was only one manager. I don't think there was a physio with them. And I recall again, Weber, since we are going back down memory lane, I recall because we were filming the documentary, going with Roger and Ritinder to a cafe in Colombo, which is called the Cricket Cafe, where there are all these signboards to how far the major stadiums of the world are. And Lord's is X kilometers away and, you know, Eden Gardens is so far away, etc. And in that setting, Roger spoke so highly of Ritinder and with, you know, such fondness for him that we knew that in our midst was a guy who was going to go on and play for India. That's exactly what happened. He a couple of years later, he played for India.
Brilliant. Ritinder, tell me something about, you know, captaining the under-15 World Cup final and against Pakistan at Lord's to being the vice captain at the under-19 World Cup final at SSC. What was it like being at Lord's, being at SSC?
Look, one thing, under-15 World Cup, which we won, I was a captain. And I wanted so badly to be the captain in the under-19 World Cup too. But somehow I missed it. But then I was a vice captain. Mohammed Kaif was rightly the captain and he won us the World Cup. But under-15 World Cup again. And in that World Cup, it was vice versa. Mohammed Kaif was the vice captain. I still have very fond memories of that World Cup. And we reached the finals. And finals was against Pakistan. We entered Lord's Cricket Ground. The historic Mecca of cricket, and we had the goosebumps. We were playing at Lord's at such a tender age. And when we entered the ground, there were around 15,000 Indian people on one side and around 15,000-20,000 Pakistanis on the other side. So there were abuses from both the sides and we were in between. So that was the scene. And I remember a fast bowler from Punjab. He started bowling with a new ball. We were fielding first. He stopped thrice because of the euphoria of the crowd there, because we never knew how to go through that. Because whenever he started bowling, there was so much of noise, he stopped. So me and Mohammad Kaif went to him, made him understand, motivated him. And then the Indian team started their bowling. So it was such a big experience playing under such a massive crowd against Pakistan. And then we needed 7 runs to win. The pressure was with us. God willingly, I was batting with the Vivek Mahajan, and the whole Pakistani crowd came inside. And the game was interrupted. And nobody thought that a junior game will be disturbed to such an extent. And then whole London police was in the Lords within 20 minutes. There was security all over.
Quite something to experience as a 15-year-old.
Yeah, that's right. And the game started again. And I remember Chetan Sharma was there in the ground. Mr. Sarkar Talwar, our coach, was there. And they were very, very nervous because we still needed 7 to win with 3 wickets in hand. And after this crowd interruption, that's something, if you lose a wicket, anything can happen. And I remember I played a glance towards fine leg after the interruption. And we needed 6 runs to win. And that single was applauded by one and all around the stadium, every Indian. And there was so much of noise. And then after a few minutes, we won the World Cup. And those memories are still so fresh. I think that really changed my career, changed everything for me, if I talk about cricket.
That's wonderful to know, actually.
Yes, and that Under-15 World Cup final was also televised. Obviously, that format has not happened anymore, you know, at that time. So by the time this Under-19 World Cup came along, you must remember, Vaibhav, nowadays there's a lot of attention on all these boys and the last 3 or 4 World Cups. I think especially since 2008 when Virat Kohli's team, when the Under-19 World Cups acquired a larger profile. The 2000 Under-19 World Cup, which Ritinder and the team won, was only the 3rd Under-19 World Cup in history. Correct. And India had never won one before that. Mm. And there wasn't that much focus and attention. And in fact, at that time, India were playing a series in Australia. The senior team was playing a series in Australia. And a large focus was on that group of players. It was only when these guys started to do well, there weren't too many journalists. I think I might have been the only journalist around. I don't think there was anyone really following the Indian team that much, or might have been one or two other outlets who had some journalists. But overall, the team started to acquire greater profile and resonance because of the performances they were putting and how assured they were, you know, in the matches that they were playing.
That's quite understandable, and it's pretty big also for them at that point of time. And I, Ritendra, I would like to know now, what does this the tournament mean for these teenage boys who are in South Africa? You've been there, you've done that, and for some, it might be a tournament that's their only moment under the sun, and they are aware. Are they aware about it, or at that age, you don't have anything but just big dreams lying in front of you?
Look, this World Cup under 19 is huge. This is massive. If you talk about a turnaround in cricketer's career, and if you talk about Irfan Pathan, Piyush Chawla, Virat Kohli, myself, Mohammad Kaif, Yuvraj Singh, Ajay Ratra, all these guys who went on to play for India, they are basically from under 19 World Cups, so World Cuppers. They have done well in the under 19 World Cup, and they are right up there. So this can be a turnaround. Indian team already in the finals, and they are playing, I think, on Feb 9. I'm sure a few of them, 3 or 4 of them, will be straight away in the India A squad or in Challenger Trophy, or might play for India very soon. IPL franchises will be hunting for them. So this is big. This is massive.
Yeah, just think back to the last World Cup, Vaibhav. Prithvi Shaw went on to play for India right after that, leading India to that World Cup win. Shubman Gill has already played for India. But, you know, I think it's very important to also look at it in isolation as a moment in a player's life that he will cherish forever. And actually, some players may not make higher honours. I mean, I remember, and I think Ricky will remember this as well, Shalabh Srivastava was a real fine prospect, left-arm fast bowler who was their opening bowler at the Under-19 World Cup. Never went on to play for India. You know, in the same way, several players did graduate to higher honours, but several did not. I mean, yeah, Ajay Ratra played, Ricky played, Venugopal Rao went on to play for India. Of course, Yuvraj and Kaif played for India. But several of those players will look back at that time from 20 years ago as perhaps their greatest memory in cricket. They've gone on to other things, become professionals in other ways. But, you know, to be part of a team that is called World Champions, I think it's a very significant moment. And how many kids across generations at 19 can claim to be world champions at anything. So, you know, I recall, you know, Ritinder had a really good final, like under 15, under 19 World Cup final as well. Very good despite his injury, batted well as well in the run chase.
Yeah.
And as the game was finishing, because I had built this bonhomie with the team, several players gestured at me from the balcony. And they had soda bottles in their hands, you know, obviously nothing hard. No, and they said that as soon as the winning runs are scored, because it was decided that India was going to win by about 10, 12 runs left and it was comfortable at that time, please make sure that you film us because we are going to spray everyone in this dressing room. And they insisted. So it was so lovely, you know, moment of sort of intimacy with the bunch of guys who worked so hard and are now going to experience this moment. It is something that I will always cherish, despite having covered international cricket and all of that. Just being part of that, you know, being close to that setup in Sri Lanka, going to Kandy and Gaul and places like that for the first time and watching these guys play. It was lovely.
These are lovely stories here. Gaurav, besides from covering the 2000 tournament, you have observed cricket through these 20 years very closely. And in fact, you've also been a mentor to a lot of these kids for media training programs. Tell me something, the mindset which has changed. You know, you said it wasn't high profile event back in the day, but now a lot of attention is given. So what has changed in terms of maturity, in terms, do they know that fame is fickle? Do they understand these things at a younger age?
No, I think it's every situation is just a product of the environment. I mean, you know, there were no IPL contracts for Ritinder and Yuvraj and all to immediately look out for at that time. Whereas several of these guys before going to the Under-19 World Cup itself have IPL contracts. Priyam Garg has one, Yashasvi Jaiswal has one. Players are living in a different time now. Mindsets of players are different. I think it was a simpler time. I don't think Ritinder will disagree with me. It was probably Ritinder, wasn't it? It was just a simpler time, a different time. And, you know, these players had aspirations. The one connection is the players have aspirations to go on and play for India. And that aspiration gets fulfilled for some and others are left behind. But they always have this to hold on to.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Gaurav, because now cricket has changed. If we talk about our times, it was playing Ranji Trophy, getting 1,000 runs in a season, as an all-rounder, getting 40 wickets in a season, then getting into Daleep Trophy, Deodhar Trophy, Rani Trophy, then if you're good enough to play for India. And that was the only way out. If you want to earn fame or whatever, the only thing was India cap. But now with IPL coming in, I think the focus has changed massively because everybody wants to play IPL and that is for a cause. You do get fame, you get good contracts. But in our time, it was only the India cap. So that is a major difference. But all said and done, I think it's all about the India cap. I can just share with you one thing very personal. I'm in Jaipur at the moment. And at this moment, you know, whenever I sleep in the night, I still have that India cap under my pillow. I think that is the passion I still have for that India cap. I think that is the key and that is what we all aspire for or take up this great game.
Absolutely. That's a wonderful story. And Ritinder, before I wrap this up, I would like you to, and even Gaurav to come in on this, that talk us about the robust Indian feeder system. You've spoken about the IPL coming in, the Ranji Trophy, everything. But an Indian side is going to play its third consecutive final at the Under-19 World Cup. So talk me through the feeder system which is in place. It's a robust system which is producing excellent and talented cricketers all year round.
Yeah. The first thing, if you're talking about this, I think we have to give credit to BCCI and the infrastructure which BCCI has given to all the players. If you talk about our domestic cricket, every game is being videographed. You have video analysts. You have a very good system for umpires laid out. And then if you talk about India A's, we have so many tours. And the best part is legends like Rahul Dravid coaching India A teams, under 19 teams. I think that's a big asset. And that is one reason we have so many players coming up the fringes and wanting to be in the Indian team. And they are so good because now we have a problem of plenty, whom to pick. I think that is where, if you talk about Indian team bowling, we have so many options coming up, youngsters coming up, which was never the case. Indian bowling was never discussed at the world stage. So hats off, fingers crossed, the story should continue the way it has been happening.
I'll just add to that, Vaibhav. Just think back to this team that we were sharing memories of, the 2000 team. The talent was never in short supply. You just think back to this time of 2000 and look at the players who were part of this World Cup team. We are talking to Ritinder, who was really, and I can share this, you know, just having watched him, who was a genuine all-rounder. He would bat in the top five and would bowl his 10 overs. In the final, he bowled 10 overs on the trot. That requires fitness from a guy who's then taken that crazy catch that has injured him, yet bowled the 10 overs for about, what, about 20 or 30 runs?
26, yes.
Something like that. Then come back later on and batted. And this is sultry. This is January in Sri Lanka. It's quite sultry in Colombo at that time. So guys are sweating. So at that time as well, there was a supply line of talent has always been there in Indian cricket. Yes, it's taken care of better, just like Ritinder mentioned here. But I think that these young players who are going to experience this moment on Sunday, there are, of course, you know, the big thing is winning that game in itself. But as a moment in their life, it will be hugely significant to be called world champions of under-19 cricket. And what it leads to, you never know where that journey is going to take you. After all, you know, Yuvraj Singh took off a bit a year later. Less than a year later, he was part of the Indian team. Ritinder had unfortunate injuries, so he could not have a very long career, which he should have had, considering how skilled and talented he was. But but that's what happens. You can't predict the future and where this game is going to take you, but in itself, as a memory and a moment itself, I think these boys should genuinely cherish this. And the pioneers of that were this 2000 team, this team of 2000, class of 2000, that went through the tournament unbeaten, were dominant, and really enjoyed and celebrated every moment that they were part of. It's one of, like I said, one of my most cherished memories of being around cricket.
Fantastic.
And Weber, one slogan for the Indian team, which is playing on Sunday.
Yeah.
Just one motivating slogan, which we really use before the game. It is, Ikki dukki chak davange, load paita tak davange.
Would you like to explain what it means?
it means that we are going to win. And even if a situation becomes worse or whatever in any crisis, I think still we are going to win. We are not going to leave it. And we are going to create history.
Fantastic to see that passion, Ritinder. It's fantastic talking to you. Thank you so much. A big thank you for sparing time and sparing such wonderful stories from that World Cup and, you know, motivating the kids which are going to play the final on Sunday.
I also want to just say thank you to Ritinder for taking us back through that time. It was a lovely moment in my life, and he turns 40 this year, which I find so hard to believe, because I remember him as this absolutely sort of rambunctious, enthusiastic 19-year-old. What I'm happy to see is that none of that enthusiasm for the game has dimmed, even though he's not playing professionally anymore.
Amazing.
Thanks, Adan, Vaibhav. Thanks, Adan, Gaurav, for the kind words. And it's always, always great to be connected with you. I think you have really taken me back 20 years, you know, in these 20 minutes.
Thank you, really. Thank you so much. Thank you, Gaurav, for sharing your stories as well. It was wonderful. And like Ritendra said earlier in the that hope the story goes on for Priyam Garg and his boys.
That's all we have for you for this edition of First Post York. Thank you for joining us.